What's up, everybody? Hey, listen, this is a special episode of the People of Packaging podcast where I sat down with Laura Thompson. Laura is the Vice President of Trade Shows for PMMI, who is preparing and they're getting ready to put on Pack Expo in Las Vegas, coming live and in person, or if you can't attend it live, there's also some virtual options. It is going to be next week, September 27th through the 29th. I will be there. I'm going to be meeting with a whole bunch of people. I'm super stoked to see just people I've been interacting with for a year and a half, 2 years online. We're going to get together and meet face to face. We'll be wearing masks indoors and all that kind of good stuff. Hey, I'm also partnering up with SpecRite, so why don't you come by? They are in a booth in the South Upper Hall, SU7356. You can see it on the screen behind me if you are watching. Matthew Wright is also doing a couple of presentations there, and so he's going to be talking about connecting your supply chain network to build resilience and also the transition of packaging to a digital world through data. You don't want to miss both of those. Come and hang out with me. We're going to have a lot of fun. Packaging is awesome, and I'm so excited. I'm so excited, everybody, to see the new innovations and to meet you there. So come through. It's not too late to register. Here's my interview with Laura Thompson. A special, very special episode of the People of Packaging podcast launching now a week, Laura, 1 week until the doors open in Las Vegas. When was the last live in-person Pack Expo? When was the last time that the industry would have gotten together at Pack Expo?
Our last large event was actually the 2019 Las Vegas show. We had our last show was our Philly. We had a Philadelphia show, a smaller regional event in March of 2020. But to say something in the size and scope of what we're talking about is going back to the 2019 Las Vegas show.
So in 2 years, and first of all, I'm joined by Laura Thompson. Laura is the Vice President of Trade Shows for PMMI. You know what's funny? I don't know what PMMI stands for.
It is the Packaging and Processing Machinery Association. I understand the letters don't necessarily match the name.
I was like, hang on.
Yeah, I saw you kind of thinking as I was saying that. We added processing along the way, so we changed the name up of it, but we did keep the PMMI.
Got it.
That was familiar to the industry.
Got it. Okay. Well, you have been, I'm sure, unlike probably any trade show you've had to put on, where, you know, you've got questions probably coming in from not just, you know, vendors, but, you know, people who are going to go as, you know, attendees and speakers and trying to plan out, or, you know, like, it's just such a weird time. To be totally candid, I was like, okay, cool. By September, like, this will be kind of licked. Like, COVID will be under control and we'll have this really fun show. But we're not rolling into that, right? Like, there's still a lot of precautions that are taking place. And I know people have been asking you those questions, I'm sure, as well, about this first show in 2 years. So, you know, maybe... What kind of precautions have you been taking so that people can feel pretty confident, you know, if they decide to go? Obviously, for people who want to stay home, there is a virtual side to it as well, right? So, you know, if you don't feel good about it, then, you know, that's we're still all in this pandemic together. But I am a happy, fully vaccinated human. I will be wearing my mask and I will be there in person, and I'm so stoked to see everybody. But maybe just talk with some of my listeners about that, because I know that's kind of a pressing question that's been on a lot of people's top of mind.
Yeah, sure. No problem. I, like you said, it has been different. It's been, things change, it seems, daily with everything happening. We are taking place in Las Vegas, and they have been a really good partner to us as they've really been in the forefront of bringing live events back. So there's a lot of experience there already. You know, this is our first event for a while, but they've already had several large shows in the venue. So we've been able to take a lot of that knowledge as we've been developing our plans for the show. There is currently a statewide mask mandate. So I was happy to hear you said you and your mask are going to be showing up at the door. And you know, that's our plan. We are enforcing that mask mandate and asking everybody to come with their masks. We also are looking at ways we can prevent excess queuing in places and try to really expedite people's entry into the venue. We have really pushed people to register prior to the show so we can mail them their badges so that they can just walk in with their badge and don't have to do anything. At this point, we are a week away, so we can't really get badges in hand. But if people register online, they just have a QR code, can walk in, scan it, and print their badge. So it's a touchless process. Hopefully will be very quick so they can also just come in, get what they need and get on their way. There's a lot more details to this plan. And like I said, it does evolve and change. I recommend going to our website for the full plan. It's called PEC Ready. It's just PECExpoLasVegas.com, PEC Ready. And it has the full details of everything that we're doing for the show.
Cool. I'll make sure to, because I have gotten that question a few times, and you know, like I'm some sort of expert on it. I'm like, I don't have any idea. I don't know what to tell you. It's the craziest thing when people are like reaching out to me for like vaccine advice. I'm like, I don't know. Talk to your doctor. Yeah. That's where I would start. Like, what do you want my opinion for? It's just an opinion. Well, that's awesome. I'm glad. And you know, I've been down to Vegas. I actually went down for the NBA basketball does a summer league in Vegas every year. And I was down there for summer league, and you're right. I mean, it's the lifeblood of Vegas. And certainly if there's anybody who is invested in making sure that live in-person conferences and events can continue to be done safely, it's the city of Las Vegas, right? So there's really no other city in the US that's so dependent on this for their economic viability. So let's get beyond that, right? So for those of us who are going down there, you know, how like just in general, like help me understand how it's looking. How are you guys feeling about it in terms of, you know, attendees showing up, you know, speakers. The content that I've seen is unbelievable. I'm stoked. I've got a couple of them already on my calendar. So I'm excited for the content, for the speakers. What's the vibe like right now as you're, you know, a week away here?
Let's take a quick break here. I know everyone's anxious to hear what Laura's answer is to my question about how she's feeling about PEC Expo. If you can't tell, I'm super excited because I get so much energy from people and I want to connect up with you. So you can go to adampeak.com and I put a little button on here. It says book time PEC Expo 2021. You click on that, it'll take you over to the Calendly link where you can find a 15-minute time slot. Cruise on over to the SpecRite booth where I'm going to be hanging out. It is SU7356. See what SpecRite's doing. All of the cool announcements they have. Matthew Wright's going to be given a couple of different talks, so you want to make sure you don't miss those. But go to adampeak.com, click some time, let's get together next week. If you're there, right on. If not, we're going to miss you, but I totally get it. All right, let's hear what Laura has to say about how she's feeling.
I would say, you know, the content, this is one of the best years for content, I would say, that we've had. There's over 80 sessions and they're all on the show floor. We've found that it's very difficult for attendees because there's so much to see to have to go and kind of hide out in a conference room and sit for hours. So our intent is to have good topics that people can easily pop in, hear a presentation. They're normally 30 to 45 minutes just directly on the show floor. We have our innovation stages, which are more supplier type of presentations. New this year, we have a processing innovation stage, which is focused just on food processing. And then the one show feature that I am so excited about, and this has been 2 years in the making, is our Pack to the Future exhibit, it covers essentially the evolution of the industry. And we have over 30 historical machines that our exhibitors and members have contributed to this. So it's gonna be a really fun exhibit that people can see how things have changed over the years with the industry. And then we also have there another stage, it's called our Pack to the Future stage. And that is really our forward thinking stage, kind of looking to what the future holds for the industry. So I'm very excited like you to see some of this educational content come together. On top of that, though, we have over 1,500 exhibitors at the show, and they're shipping machines. I can tell you that because we already have people moving in the show in Vegas, and I'm getting the updates of everything coming in. And you know, they're really investing in this and bringing their latest machinery, their latest materials to put it out there and show the attendees kind of what they've been working on the last couple of years. Technology has changed, and there's so much new that is going to be available for people to see.
I'm stoked for the Pack to the Future thing. Did you or did you not secure a DeLorean for it?
We did not.
Oh, all right. Maybe next year. Maybe next year.
We'll get.
We should do like a drop test with like a flux capacitor.
Oh my gosh.
How would you package a flux capacitor? I'm super excited for that. Somebody asked me the other day if I knew about a packaging museum, and I was like, for me, it would be really cool. I don't know. I think a lot of people, it's a pretty big industry. So, yeah. You know, maybe as you're acquiring these things, that would be a fun idea to look at. For those people who are listening who have not attended PAC Expo, and like you said, it's been 2 years, I'm just thinking about what's happened in the last year and a half-ish with the forced innovation because of the importance on our industry to meet supply chain and just demand for food and healthcare and all of the things that have had to come out in the last, you know, 18 to 24 months that nobody really knows about because, you know, most of these companies have been so busy just making equipment, making sure equipment arrives on time, making packaging products that has been the name of the game, right? It is availability and can you deploy something that to kind of take this little breath and be like, let's show you what we've been doing for the last 2 years, I think we're going to see a lot of stuff there. This is my personal opinion that will be like, whoa, I had no idea that was available, that this piece of equipment was doing this thing with this kind of speed or whatever it might be. And it's because it was just forced innovation out of necessity to meet demand. Are you, am I off on that? Or do you think we're going to see some really awesome stuff?
I think so. I think that's, like you said, everybody's been just moving so fast and just trying to kind of get things done and innovate and help, you know, their customers, because as you know, the demands have changed with everything. And I think the beauty of the show is it's all there, and you don't know what you don't know, essentially. You know, we've all been living in this virtual space, and I can Google what I think I know, but nothing really replaces walking down the aisle and saying, oh my gosh, I didn't think of that, or seeing something from one industry that you could apply to your own. So I think just that piece of it is so important, just to be able to walk the aisles and see and really speak to people about the new technology and the progress that's been made over the last couple of years.
Yeah, no doubt. If you've never walked a PAC Expo show, whether it's, you know, I've only been to the ones in Chicago and Vegas, it's like you're walking into, I don't really like a really interactive museum sometimes. I mean, some of these machines, I'm like, holy crap. Like some of the robotics technology that's out there. Like I was overwhelmed almost my first show. I think I joked with one company. I'm like, what you need to do next year is put some foot massage booths in your booth and just give people a 15-minute pitch while they get their feet massaged. There's so much to cover. And you know, having that, like having a plan is great, but also just kind of meandering and looking and sort of just seeing all of this stuff. And I mean, I wish that like more non-packaging people would go to the show, because then it would probably be like, wow, I had no idea all of this went into packaging. Yeah. 'Cause you know, I'm sure you get this too, when you tell people what you do, and they're like, you're the vice president of a packaging trade show. Like, yeah. I get that question all the time.
I have a 14-year-old daughter, and there's a lot of judgment from her and her friends all the time. She does what? But I'm glad you mentioned kind of your first time there, because we know it, it's a formidable event. It is a lot of suppliers and a lot of information. So we do actually have a first timers program available. And we're doing packaging, we're calling them packaging 101 sessions every morning of the show in our first timers lounge, where Sean Riley is going to be going through just how do you navigate this show, showing how you work our website and also how you work our mobile app, where how you can search and map and plan. As you said, it is important to plan. It's a lot to try to cover, but we're trying to offer resources to help people at least get started and get on their way. Another thing that we're doing that I'm really excited about is we launched our Pack Match program this year, and that's a pre-show program, and we're a little tight on time on this. I want to say the last Pack Match, we're accepting it through the 24th, but basically you can get a free consultation with one of our industry experts. You can submit, I have this project and I need to package this, and you'll get a free 30-minute unbiased conversation and guidance to help you and kind of let you know who you can visit at the show to meet the needs of what you're doing. So far, I want to say we've had about 30 of those meetings, and it's been really great to see and also know that we're helping people get a head start before they come to the show to find what they need.
That's awesome. Is that something that you can see continuing beyond the in-person expo, where, you know, maybe you have that not every single week, obviously that'd be a ton of work, but I know that there's a lot of specifically brands that are like, we don't really know. And, you know, maybe it's December and they don't really have time to wait until the next trade show or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Is that something you've thought about expanding, or right now it's just like, we'll see how it goes for the show and then we'll revisit it later?
It really is a pilot program right now. So it definitely something we will continue. I'm not exactly sure in what capacity, but we have gotten a really good response, because the people coming to our show really are the first time. I have this brand new product. I'm just taking it to market. I have no idea. To a very established CPG engineer who knows all of the specs and bells and whistles, and I have to package X a minute. And so we really try to accommodate all of the different type of folks that are coming to the show to provide them the resources in different ways to help them access what they need.
And then a random podcast host who just shows up to talk about
packaging. We're here to help you, whatever you need.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm excited. So, you know, you mentioned when is the last day? Can people register up to the day of the show? Is that correct?
And they can, I'm encouraging people to register even if you are on the shuttle bus going to the hall. Just, you can do it on the website, and then that way you have your QR code and you can just walk in and scan it and get your badge. So really everybody can do it on their own device. You go to packexpolasvegas.com, click register, and you can go ahead and do it.
Awesome. Well, and I think too, that I'm going to be doing a lot of different live, like LinkedIn live, interviews with people and things like that. So, you know, I'm excited. I think you and I are going to get a chance to meet and maybe just kind of talk real quick. So, that'll be super fun. I am just, and like you said, it's been 2 years that the industry has been just grinding away, meeting the demands of people across the globe. Right. And so I suspect that, you know, there's certainly going to be people who are like, hey, you know, for the safety of our employees or whatever it is, we decided to attend the virtual event. But I just suspect that there's going to be a lot of people there who are like, I've taken the precautions and I am just excited to be back with my industry friends, because the packaging industry is such a like big, small industry. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, even in businesses, we get kind of segmented to the side, like, oh, you're just packaging, until it's like, wait, we screwed up the packaging. And then it's like, oh, okay, all hands on deck. So I've always loved the energy at the show, and the innovation at the show. And I have no doubt that it's going to be, especially with 2 years of planning, it's just going to be incredible. So I'm excited. I'm happy to meet a bunch of people that for the last 2 years I've just been seeing online or interviewing. So being able to meet some people face to face is exciting for me as well. Any last words for folks who, you know, maybe are on the fence about attending or, you know, just have any general questions or is there a frequently asked questions section? What are maybe some last words you can give to the listeners?
Well, I, like you, am just so excited to head to Vegas and to open the doors. I think there is a lot of demand for people to want to come and see this. But like you said, we do understand people come from all sides of this and everybody has a different comfort level. So, you know, nothing replaces in person. Nothing will replace that walking down the aisle, finding something you didn't know you needed or wanted, or even to be able to sit in on these education sessions and ask questions. I just don't think you can replace that. There is an online option though, as you said, where people can search the exhibitors online and watch some of the content either during or after the show. But there is I would say if anybody's looking for any information, our website, it has tons, probably more than anybody wants on the show. There is a FAQ section. We also have all of the stats so people can see real time how registration is going, how many exhibitors we have. There's easy ways to search on the website if you're looking for a particular product category, particular company name, just so you can really kind of see who's going to be there. And also we have the mobile app as well, which I do highly recommend. If you are coming to the show, download that. It's a great resource. Even if you don't even make a plan, just if you're in one hall and trying to find a company, it's very easy to locate where that other person is. So I appreciate your enthusiasm. It's really great to talk to you and hear your excitement about the show. We're looking forward to it for sure.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Laura. And I look forward to seeing you in person in a week.
Yes.
It's going to be great. All right. Thank you.
Well, that is it for another episode of the People of Packaging podcast. Thanks for listening. It would mean so much to us if you would like and share and subscribe to this podcast. We want as many people to know about the incredible people that we have in the packaging industry because we believe that packaging is awesome. Thanks again.